Hello? Mark? Yeah, that's right. Gosh, I'm so surprised that you remembered. Yeah, I bet you never thought you'd hear from me again. Talk about a blast from the past. So, how have things been going out for you in Philly? Yeah, I saw through a friend on Facebook that you got married a few months back. Congratulations! No, really, I'm happy for you. I mean, things turned out the best for both of us in the end. I know that I was never that good girl that you wanted. The one that would go shopping with your sister and then help your mom cook Sunday dinner. I mean, that's just not me. No, wait. I'm sorry. I'm not calling to dredge up the past. Really. I'm calling, well, to thank you. Thank you for what? Well, that might take a bit of time to explain. Are you alone? Of course not. I just want to make sure I'm not catching you at a bad time. Okay. Well, I'm calling to thank you because, in a strange way, Mark, you set me free. You see, before you, well, I guess I just always tried to be something that I wasn't. I thought that growing up meant finding the one person you wanted to spend your life with, picking out a pretty white dress, and hiding yourself away in the suburbs with three kids and a dog. And to do that, I needed to find a husband. A reliable, dependable husband. You know, someone like you. But then, after we broke up, I realized that's just not the life that I was meant for. And how did you show me that? Well, how can I put it? Okay, do you remember the night that you came home from work and walked in on me masturbating while I recorded the sounds? You do remember. Well, do you also remember how you reacted? Yeah. Yeah, you called me a slut. You asked me what kind of good girl would be laying naked in broad daylight with her legs spread wide open, vibrator jammed up her cunt, and her cell phone capturing every gasp and moan for posterity. I mean, you accused me of cheating. Yeah, you did. You said that my plans were to send that recording to a lover. Or, even worse, maybe being such a stuck-up bitch that I got off listening to my own voice coming. Yeah. You were pretty hard on me. No. It's okay. You don't have to apologize. I know that we ended up where we were meant to be. I mean, I'm sure your new wife would never do something that perverted. I'm sure she makes you very proud. But, you see, you were so mad at me that I never got the chance to explain what was really happening. So, one day, while you were working, I had needed to look up a subject for school, and your laptop was there on the bed, and you'd never had an issue with me using it before, so I just opened it. I didn't know that you had forgotten to close the browser. So you can imagine my shock when I saw that you had been visiting Reddit and more specifically, Gone Wild Audio. I mean, sure, I was always a bit more adventurous than you in bed, and it was always me asking you to try something new. Back then, I just thought that you were shy and inexperienced. But when I found your browser history that day, I was so happy because I knew that you had a darker side. So I thought, maybe I can record one of these sexy audios for him to spice up our sex life. I thought if I made an audio moaning and coming like all those women you were listening to, it would help you open up around me. But after you came home early and caught me in the act, I realized the truth. You didn't want a spicier sex life. You wanted a secret one. You wanted me to stay pure, seeing me like a virgin on a pedestal, while you secretly stroked your cock to dirty little cum sluts on the internet. Wait. I know how it sounds. I promise I didn't call you to make you feel guilty. Okay, all right. Let me get to the reason for my call. So, after we broke up and you left me, I was so sad at first. I was just lonely. I mean, we were together for a while, you know? But then I had an epiphany. I mean, I was so busy trying to be a nice girl that I didn't see my own potential. See, in the days and the weeks after we broke up, I started to browse Gone Wild Audio too. I even made a profile and I submitted my first upload, which was, ironically, that masturbation clip that I had created just for you. And I couldn't believe how many listens it got. And so many comments from guys how hearing me moan was driving them crazy. It was so hot, Mark. Suddenly, I found out that you had been right about me all along. I was a dirty little slut, and I did love the thought of all those strange men stroking their hard cocks, fantasizing about me. You see what I mean? I can't even talk about it without, my panties getting wet. Sometimes after work, I rush home so I can just strip naked and feel my pussy out. Just finger fucking myself until I come so hard. Thinking about all the anonymous guys who are listening. It's like I can feel their eyes on me while I pinch my hard nipples. My hips buck off the bed. Oh, it's pretty much the best fucking feeling ever. So, you see, I have to thank you for letting me find my true self. I'm an audio slut, and I absolutely love it. Wait, what? What was that? Did you just moan? Mark, are you touching yourself right now? Oh, I'll jump at your cock is so hard right now. Listening to me confess what a little whore I've turned into since we broke up. You're probably wishing you could listen to me shoving my vibrator into my throbbing snatch. All the wet, delicious sounds it would make, huh? Who knows? I mean, maybe since you visit Gone Wild, you've already jerked off to my voice and you didn't even know it. Thinking about that probably makes your balls twitch with all the cum. You're just aching to shoot inside some wet slut's pussy. Well, Mark, I'd love to help you, but I know you prefer your good, innocent little girls and not depraved sluts like me. But hey, maybe your wife would be willing to help you out.